Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So U.S. regulators yesterday have approved the sale of chicken made from animal cells. This is lab-grown chicken. Two California companies can now make lab-grown meat and deliver it to restaurants, eventually supermarket shelves. AP News is reporting that the Agriculture Department has given the green light to Upside Foods and Good Meat firms that have been racing to be the first in the U.S. to sell meat that doesn't come from animals that have to be killed. So this is now being referred to as cell-cultivated or cultured meat. Hence, it's lab-grown meat. They're not going to call it lab-grown meat. They're going to come up with a name. Cultured still makes people a little squeamish. So they're going to probably call it no-kill meat or something like that to try to make it sound a little bit more tantalizing to people. This move, they say, launches a new era of meat production aimed at eliminating harm to animals and drastically reducing the environmental impacts of grazing, growing feed for animals, and animal waste. They said instead of all of that land and all of that water that's used to feed all those animals that are slaughtered, we can do it in a different way. This is according to Josh Tetrick, co-founder and chief executive of Eat Just, which operates Good Meat. The companies received their approvals for federal inspections required to sell meat and poultry in the U.S. The action came months after the FDA deemed that products from both companies are safe to eat. A manufacturing company called Join Biologics also works with Good Meat. They're cleared to make the products. They say this cultivated meat is grown in steel tanks, using cells that come from a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a special bank of stored cells. In Upside's case, it comes out in large sheets that are then formed into shapes like chicken cutlets and sausages. Good Meat, which already sells cultivated meat in Singapore, which was the first country to allow it, it's not America, turns masses of these chicken cells into cutlets, nuggets, shredded meat, and satays. Now, I don't know how expensive it's going to be. They say, do not look for this novel meat in U.S. grocery stores anytime soon. Cultivated chicken is a lot more expensive than meat from whole farmed birds and cannot yet be produced on the scale of traditional meat. That's according to Ricardo San Martin, director of the Alt Meat Lab at University of California, Berkeley. Companies will make the food. It'll be probably first launched in some exclusive restaurants. Upside has partnered with a San Francisco restaurant called Bar Kren. Good Meat dishes will be served in D.C. at a restaurant run by chef and owner Jose Andres. They say company officials are quick to note that the products are still meat. It's not substitutes like the Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat. Impossible Burger Beyond Meat, I think, use plant proteins and other ingredients to make it taste like meat. This is actually the meat cell that is being grown in a lab rather than waiting for a live chicken to grow it. They say globally more than 150 companies are focusing on meat from cells, not only chicken but pork, lamb, fish, and beef. Scientists think it will have a huge impact on the environment. They say the Upside, based in Berkeley, or Upside, operates a 70,000-square-foot building in nearby Emory. On a, they showed Chef Chess Weaver sauteed a cultivated chicken filet in a white wine butter sauce with tomatoes, capers, and green onions. They say the finished chicken breast product was slightly paler than a grocery store version, but apparently it looked, cooked, smelled, and tasted like any other pan-fried poultry. Amy Chen, Upside's chief operating officer, said, people say, oh, tastes like chicken. Yeah. So Good Meat is based in Alameda. They have a 100,000 square foot plant. Chef Zach Tindall made a smoked chicken salad, and he followed it with chicken thigh served on potato puree, mushroom, vegetable demi-glaze, and tiny purple cauliflower florets. Again, people thought it tasted good. So, you know, lab-grown chicken. I'm a little mixed, right? Because on one end, yes, it'd be nice not to slaughter animals. I'm very worried about our food shortage. We went to Korean barbecue for Father's Day. And looking at the amount of meat that was served by that one restaurant on Father's Day, I'm like, how the hell do we have enough cattle and enough meat to feed the globe when you see these restaurants go through? You know how many steakhouses we have? I'm blown away that we have food for these restaurants. It just blows my mind. And so finding an alternative is pretty cool. On the flip side, whenever we mess with nature, it bites us in the butt. And so I don't know what the drawback would be. Are we thinking we're making the meat using the stem cells and culturing the cells and not realizing that it's going to be missing certain vitamins or certain components? Is it that in order to culture it, there still has to be an outside influence or a chemical or a nurturing solution, broth, and that could potentially be harmful? I don't know. It sounds like it's too good to be true. But taking cells from live animals and using a master cell bank and then coaxing them, they say once the cell lines are selected, they combine with broth-like mixture that includes amino acids, fatty acids, sugar, salts, vitamins, and other elements that the cells need to grow. Then they put them in a tank or cultivator to grow. The muscle and connective tissues grow together, forming large sheets. Then the sheets are removed and formed into cutlets. So I just, again, it's not 1,000% natural. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there is a concern that we are going to run out of room, run out of time, run out of beds, hospital beds, medications, and we are going to struggle in America with how do we triage who gets the hospital bed? How do we triage who gets the chemotherapy drug? Now, we already do rationing. We already do triaging. We already... not a very highly covered or publicized thing, But we don't have a lot of organ transplants. So when it comes to organ transplants, there's lists, there's qualifications, there's a lot of factors that go into who's going to get it and who's not. Years ago, if you drank alcohol and you hurt your liver or ruined your liver from alcohol, you wouldn't get another one. Now things have changed. There's also non-alcoholic hepatitis and, you know, et cetera. But there's age is a factor, et cetera. So we're watching what happens in Europe and what happens in other countries across the globe who have socialized medicine, which is sadly where America is going to go. And we're going to try to fight it as long as possible. But there's going to be a demand that the government handles everything. When the government handles everything, and they don't have enough resources and they don't have enough supplies, they're going to pick and choose. So there's been some concerns. Who are they going to choose? This is June is Men's Health Month. And the reason why we have Men's Health Month is because men still die at greater numbers than women in a multitude of diseases. And we use this month to raise awareness and to urge that men get into the medical provider and get their physicals and their screens, etc. Women have sadly found a disconnect in terms of funding for many of their illnesses and their issues. And fortunately, over the last few decades, more funding has gone into it. But I think it all should be equal. And I think there should be a very equal and consistent focus on health issues that affects all of us. Well, what's made some headlines is New Zealand. New Zealand is now looking at whether ethnicity should be a factor for surgery waitlists. So New Zealanders have been now debating whether ethnicity should factor in when somebody could be addressed on a waitlist sooner. And apparently in some parts of Auckland, the country's largest city of 1.4 million people, clinicians have been using an algorithm to adjust where patients sit on elective surgery wait lists. This is being reported by AP Associated Press. Clinical need is still the top factor, but the algorithm also takes into account how long patients have been on the wait list, where they live, their financial circumstances, as well as their ethnicity. Indigenous Maori and Pacific Island patients are given higher priority on the list. And the idea was to balance out long-standing inequities in the publicly funded health system. According to Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, said at the moment there's clear evidence that Maori, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Pacific, rural, and low-income communities have been discriminated against the health system. The algorithm has been used in Auckland since February, and similar policies have been in place there since 2020. But many people weren't aware of it until radio station News Talk ZB reported it, saying some surgeons were ethically opposed to using ethnicity as a factor. Now, it's an election year over there, and so the issue has become a big hot topic. Opposition leader Christopher Luxon said it's pretty simple. Race shouldn't play any part in determining surgical need. The Libertarian ACT party has started a petition against what they describe as race-based wait lists. Following the backlash, Hipkins quickly put on ice plans to use the algorithm more broadly across New Zealand's healthcare system. So this is a little tricky. And so the one thing that I think, for example, some of the things that they said were an example of bias is where one of the underserved patients was treated for a heart condition with fewer prescribed medications in some of the white individuals. And so professional organizations have expressed mixed reactions. And I think in America, this is something that may also start to take shape and take form. And many of us will agree that in the past and still in some areas, there are huge disparities in healthcare. And there are that there are things that need to be fixed and evened out. However, we notice that some individuals want to go the other way. where what we'll do is to show that we're against the disparities, we're going to go the complete opposite. So we could say, you see, we prioritized. And for some individuals and some lawmakers, they think that's the way to go. Let's just swing the pendulum back the other way so nobody could accuse us of being discriminatory and they could say, you see what we did? We put them first. On the flip side, though, you need to be careful of laws and you need to be careful of what gets written. As I told you, many of these laws are written as minorities will get, you know, first come, first serve, etc. And in many areas, now, the minorities are not the minorities. They're the majority. Right now, in many schools, in many cities, whites are the minority. And so if you're trying not to give preferential treatment to one race versus another, and you think you're helping the one race, if they're not the minority anymore, now you're, again, picking, it's a bad system. You cannot do that because it'll always work against somebody. And even if you think, well, it's just going to be against the whites, that any time you have any discrimination, it always boomerangs back. It does. And so you need to have a non-discriminatory just protocol, but non-discriminatory laws. Now, people will say, but what do we do? These individuals are not having access to health care. Okay, then let's address that. If we have communities that don't have a doctor on every corner, then let's get clinics on every corner. If there's a lack of walk-in clinics and free clinics in one community versus another, then let's increase those clinics. If there's a lack of doctors in one area versus another, let's incentivize, offer student loan repayment to get people to work in those underserved areas. But to say what we're going to do is we're going to take a list and then we're just going to move people around based on race, that won't necessarily solve it, especially since a lot of people are of mixed race. I mean, it's going to dig you into a deeper hole. And eventually what happens with socialized medicine is the wealthy go somewhere else. So if they think that the system is not going to, and then if they go somewhere else, you know, their money, and or if they move somewhere else, their money doesn't go into that system. So we have to figure out, and I get it. I get that people are upset that somebody was always able to get the fancy medications, able to see their doctor every month, has a personal doctor, can pay for concierge, and so they get the best health care. I get that that's not, I get how people feel it's unfair and how it's a shame to think that if you're poor, you're going to die because you can't afford medication. Well, that's what government aid is supposed to help with. That's what Medicaid's for, Medicare's for. That's what all these private funding, these charitable organizations are doing to help cover people's cancer. When I help raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma or American Cancer Society, it's so that money could help those individuals. But if you start to say, look, we're going to do things race-based, you're going to miss a race, you're going to leave somebody out, you're going to push them to the bottom. You're going to put in place a motion where the same people you think you're protecting are going to now be discriminated against. You just can't do it. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hi, This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's not looking good for the five men aboard the Titan, the small submarine that's taken people to the floor of the North Atlantic to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The Coast Guard says one of the vessels that has been searching for the sub has spotted a debris field on the ocean floor. We'll learn more in an upcoming Coast Guard briefing. At the White House.
Prime Minister Modi, welcome back to the White House.
President Biden receiving the Indian Prime Minister to the South Lawn for 2 days of meetings and a state dinner tonight. The leaders expected to enter a new partnership on defense and technology. Pope Francis says breathing difficulties forced him to skip out on giving a planned speech today. He told a meeting of the Catholic Oriental Church his breathing is not good. Francis noted he is still feeling the effects of anesthesia, this following hernia surgery earlier this month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate hearing things like this, but I think our fears and what we have suspected this whole time is now coming a little bit more to reality. Apparently, this press conference that we're supposed to have on the about the Titanic sub is going to involve how they have found debris, and it looks like some of the pieces of the submersible have been found and recovered. These include the landing frame and the rear cover of the submersible. And so apparently their oxygen was supposed to have, if they were alive this whole time, which many of us don't think happened, their oxygen would have ran out by, I believe, 4 this morning, Pacific time, 7 Eastern. But they have found the landing frame and rear cover, and experts suggest that that does possibly mean there was that catastrophic implosion that claimed all 5 of the lives on board, which was the most likely thing that possibly happened on its descent Sunday morning. Coast Guard announced on Twitter that the debris field had been found on Thursday. They are yet to confirm what actually was discovered, but Richard Garriott, president of the Explorers Club, tells Daily Mail his understanding from the teams involved is that these were the key components that they were found. They found. The sub could have suffered a crack and then imploded under the underwater pressure. At 6,000 PSI per square inch, I wouldn't be surprised. It was an unconventional submarine, he says. That rear cover is the pointy end of it, and the landing frame is the little frame that it seems to sit on. It means the hull hasn't yet been found, but 2 very important parts of the whole system have been discovered, and that would not be found unless it's fragmented. They say that really indicates that the worst-case scenario, which is catastrophic failure or an implosion. They say the only saving grace is that it would have been immediate, literally milliseconds. The men would have had no idea what was happening, meaning not to suffer. Press conference is going to be scheduled in about 25 minutes. Coast Guard will discuss its findings. This, if confirmed, is obviously pretty devastating. Having 5 people on board, Hamish Harding, Shahzada Dawood and his 19-year-old son, Sulman, French Navy veteran, P.H. Nargolet, as well as Stockton Rush, the CEO of the Oceangate Expedition. And so, yeah, again, thinking they would be floating around for 5 days was horrifying for people. I was praying and praying every night, even though I guessed that this would have had already happened on Sunday, still prayed for a miracle, but just that could be miserable. And if they were going to pass, I guess, painless and instantaneous is a little better than floating around for 5-6 days starving and losing oxygen. So the oxygen supply would have ended 7:08 this morning, assuming that there was no panic or anything like that, East Coast time. Officials say the field had been found by Odysseus 6K, a remote-operated vehicle, ROV, deployed by the Canadian vessel, the Horizon Arctic. It could dive 20,000 feet underwater, which is deeper than where the Titanic sits. So there was a glimmer of hope when the Coast Guard confirmed consistent banging noises. As we said, the SOS signal is 3 short sounds, followed by 3 long sounds, followed by 3 short sounds. So that would be the SOS Morse code signal for distress. Most of us don't know that, so I posted it so y'all have it. Not that anybody could necessarily understand Morse code, but if you hear the change in the speed makes somebody think there's human behind it, as opposed to just a, you know, somebody could think that's a machine. So maybe, you know, use your instinct, obviously, if you hear something funny. Sometimes if somebody's stuck in a building, etc., these are things sounds can carry. And people forget, you know, they think they could scream. Banging on some metal can actually transmit sounds longer. So we'll keep you posted if we hear any more. If this, like I said, if they did find debris, which I told you just the term used, debris, already had a negative connotation. It already basically implied that there was, debris is usually not live functioning product. It's so that was already a clear sign that something was up. We're going to keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Nevada, and we got in the news today how Nevada regulators have approved loosening air ventilation standards for marijuana consumption lounges in Las Vegas, as well as other parts of the state, and granting 3 conditional licenses for marijuana lounges. The Nevada Cannabis Compliance Board's actions provide more clarity for operators to move forward with construction and design plans and could make it cheaper and easier for lounges to open their doors in one of our largest tourist markets. Chris Anderson, president of Sala Consulting, told regulators during a meeting Tuesday that the changes significantly lower the barrier for entry to entry for consumption lounge operators while drastically reducing the upfront investment and ongoing operational energy costs of running the ventilation systems. Now, Sala is a Las Vegas-based government relations and public affairs firm, represents Planet 13, one of 3 Nevada companies that received conditional license approvals for marijuana consumption lounges. The other 2 are Common Sense Botanicals Nevada, operating as the venue at Soul Cannabis in Washoe Valley between Reno and Carson City in the foothills below Lake Tahoe, and then Cheyenne Medical in unincorporated Clark County. So despite the issuance of the conditional permits, the widespread launch of dozens of consumption lounges could still be months away. Now, I think they have these in Amsterdam, and they might be actually cracking down on those. So in Nevada, people are, you know, I know people think that you could just, use marijuana willy-nilly. No, we do have rules. We do have rules, and these rules are supposed to be followed, just like our kids are not supposed to be using marijuana. There is no law allowing children to smoke marijuana, and unfortunately, they are, and it's rampant in schools. So, I know when you do come to Vegas, you smell it a lot. I'm very frustrated by that. I could smell it on the highway. Smelling it on the highway is a bad sign because that means somebody is smoking it in the car or has smoked so much of it that they stink so bad that you kind of wonder how impaired they are. But these lounges are a huge, huge tourist draw, and there's a lot of money to be made. And, you know, I wonder how workers' comp would be if somebody's always exposed to that and then if they become dependent, or if it does affect their heart or memory, etc. I believe there's a lot of medical applications for marijuana, which is why I voted to legalize it. But I voted to legalize it so we could study it. I didn't vote to legalize it so that kids will use it and it's rampant and we smell it everywhere we go. And so I do think there are medical applications, but I also think that chronic exposure could be bad. We have had time and time again multiple hospital admissions of people who overdose on it. And they don't necessarily take too much. It just after every day of exposure, it builds up. So 40 million people visited the Las Vegas last year. And the lounge operators were hoping to open up this summer. A lot of administrative setbacks, funding concerns, regulations. So now there has to be air changes per hour in the smoking rooms. There have to be, there's some regulations. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So as we talked about earlier this week, where when you do have a small submersive that starts to descend, if it's not built correctly, it could implode. There could be leaks. The 6,000 PSI per square inch pressure could cause just one little piece to give. If one piece gives, the whole thing could fall apart. An implosion, if it did happen, would have been probably instantaneous. Just crushed. like you would crush a soda can. Sadly, we think that's what happened. That's what many of us have thought happened, but we were trying to hold on to hope that maybe they'd be surviving the oxygen that was supposed to have lasted until 7 a.m. Eastern time. Keep in mind 96 hours of oxygen. Whenever you scuba dive, whenever you're told you have X amount of air in your tank, you are under the impression that that's an overestimation. Even though people think it's an underestimation to play it safe, if you panic, if your body goes into hypothermia, if you start to shiver, if you don't realize that you're nervous, you can be trying to control panic. Panic is sometimes hard to control. Even if you think you're trying to make things last, it might not. And so many of us were fearful that they were alive and suffering this whole time. It's a tragedy either way. But the latest we have been told, and the U.S. Coast Guard is going to hold a press conference in a few minutes, is some of the debris that they did find did have pieces of the submersible. They found the landing frame and rear cover. This was found about 500 meters from the bow of the Titanic. So they were in the right area. If it did implode, which we think happened on its descent on Sunday, and the debris landed, it didn't. 500 meters is still a long distance in terms of water current, etc., but it implies what we feared, and we feared the worst. Now, some of you have been asking, what's the psychology behind some, like Howard Hughes, being more of a recluse? Or you don't see Mark Zuckerberg. You see wealthy people that seem to not really be out there doing things. And then you have other wealthy people that are flying out to space. And they're wanting to explore the Titanic. And there is a psychology behind it. And so, you know, in terms of those who are thrill seekers and adventurers, I really do believe that some individuals get their wealth because of that risk-taking ability. I'm not a risk taker. I just want to play it safe. I want to just trust. I would rather circle the equator figuratively when it comes to, I don't want to do anything fancy. I don't want to do anything risky because I just want to have that. Maybe it's because I moved multiple times as a kid. I just want stability. I want consistency. But many individuals that make that shall we say, next generation vehicle or selling platform. The one that says we could do it, we could push the envelope. Yeah, they might be thrill seekers. And so there's been some experts talking about how, well, maybe they're bored. Maybe they're so rich. They have the cars. They've seen the Earth. They've seen the world. They've been able to go to Japan and China and Australia and the Caribbean and the Philippines, and they've been able to see it all, that now they want to see something else, something new. It could also be that there's a little competition between the guys. I mean, you could see the peeing contest when it comes to space. Okay, so now everybody wants to say, well, yeah, I've been to space. He's been to space. Well, now I need to be. Because maybe there's this narcissism among some of the wealthy and these CEOs where, look, if they did that, then I want to do that. And I want that written down on my CV or on my list. Scratch that off my bucket list. People know that I not only was a beast when it came to finances and when it came to businesses, but I also, you know, was rough and tough when it came to survival stories and, you know, climbing mountains or going beneath the ocean surface. And mind you, I don't mind that. I get that. Sometimes you need that drive. But then you have other individuals that are more reckless and they stay hidden. And sometimes it could be mental illness, but sometimes it could be, many individuals that are interested in them and want to hang out with them are parasites. Maybe they've been screwed over. Maybe people only want to be their friend because they're rich. Maybe they don't want all the paparazzi and all the cameras on them. You know, you hear that Jack Nicholson, they say, well, Jack Nicholson is being a recluse. Well, can you blame him? I mean, the last picture people got of him was plastered all over the place, and if you saw me no makeup first thing in the morning, it wouldn't be a good picture. So of course there's going to be stars that are going to be trying to be out of the public's eye, so people don't plaster their pictures all over the place. Was it Kelly McGinnis? Is it the one who was in Top Gun? Somebody got a picture of her, obviously not a size 2 anymore, and people are vicious. So, yeah, individuals who have wealth or celebrity status might start to kind of hide and just be out of the public's eye a little bit. So that's no shock. What's shocking, though, to me, and as I said, we suspected when we heard the news on Monday, is that on the descent, it probably imploded this Titan sub. What's shocking to me is how these entrepreneurs or these CEOs didn't understand the risks. And because usually, I mean, think about it. Would Donald Trump get into that? I mean, he would probably be arguing for hours on, prove to him it's safe. And so there was this trust. And what I wonder is if all that acumen, that financial acumen, that weighing risks and benefits, and that hesitancy and that calculatedness that I think anybody who's successful needs to have some of, where was that when you were deciding to go 12,500 feet below the surface in something that didn't seem to have all the regulatory reviews and make some sense? And so I am, that I can't explain, unless the risk-taking and the thrill-seeking took over. I also don't understand why the 19-year-old boy was on there with his father. And I get it, father-son thing, what a way to bond. But, I don't want to lay any blame. I still hope there's that chance that they're alive, but most likely it imploded on Sunday. They're finding debris. I've been trying to still allow there to be hope, but I think any of us that have ever scuba dived or any of us that understand underwater knew when we heard this happen, it was bad. And so that I can't explain. And there's a lot of, I pray for them. I pray for their souls. I hope they didn't suffer. If it did implode, they probably didn't. It was probably instantaneous, very fast. But it's tragic. It's extremely tragic that this happened. But we have this frenzy to push the envelope of where to go. People want to go out into space. People are going out into space now. They're going, and maybe that's why people thought, well, hey, if Jeff Bezos can take people to space and back, and if William Shatner could go into space and back, then any of us can go underwater. We've been underwater longer than outer space, and we're just not understanding that nature can win. We don't belong in outer space. I'm glad we're doing it, because we do need to up our defense systems, especially if other countries are, building theirs, and they could unfortunately hurt us pretty badly. But, and I understand that there's a lot of things to explore, but for tourism, I just don't think we're ready for tourism. 1-877-DALI, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.